for survival food.
Michelle Bachmann running on the Republican side of things to become the next president of the United States proves she can handle controversy when it's revealed that her husband got $137,000 in Medicaid funds. If you're taking Tylenol extra strength pills, don't. They've been recalled. We'll talk about that as well and a whole bunch of other things mixed in to this version of America Tonight. Kate Delaney, happy as always to be the captain of this wacky ship and this crazy time with some rough waters ahead, especially when it comes to this debt ceiling. I shudder to even bring it up, but how can you not? It's just kind of a stalemate situation. Republicans say forget the whole tax thing, and the Democrats are not happy about trying to swing the axe a little bit more. You have a standoff, a stalemate, whatever you want to call it, more grandstanding. In the end, my gut feeling is this. The debt ceiling will be lifted. We will borrow yet more money that we have to pay back. It's been suggested, and I think it's a decent suggestion, that we pay on the interest because they're not going to default on the loans then. It's not going to happen. I really believe in the end, what happens is we borrow yet more money. Oh, can you imagine? The rest of us, by the way, in the United States, the little Joes and Janes, we can't get the loans. The banks are so tight. Remember when they were too big to fail and we handed them a whole bunch of money? Because it was really us. I mean, Hank Paulson did it, but it was our money. So then once they got the money, they decided, forget it, we're not going to lend this money out. It is very tough to get loans. Very, very tough. They have crazy credit scores and ask you all kinds of questions. What's the name of your unborn child going to be? What's your blood type? Yeah, crazy. So unless that changes, we're still going to see problems, I think, too, with the economy and some of these small businesses because they have the problem of how can you hire when you can't produce the things that you need to produce. It's a vicious cycle. Speaking of a cycle, this has been one that's been going on for quite some time. The issue of illegal immigration and the fact that the number that it's been pegged at, which I think is actually too low, is 11 million illegals in this country. What do? Problems with hospitals, problems in schools, problems on the job, problems at the border. I mean, we know this tune, too. We've been playing this tune for a very long time. So Janet Napolitano, in charge of Homeland Security, decides to throw out her two cents and says, listen, we're not going to be able to round up all these people. If you think that we're going to get all these people and send them back, you have another thing coming. In fact, the only way that we can handle what we have going on in the United States is really through the DREAM Act. So that was dredged up again. Here's what she said.
Only young people who are poised to contribute to our country and have met strict requirements regarding moral character and criminal history would be eligible. These individuals do not pose a risk to public safety. It simply doesn't make sense from a law enforcement perspective to expend limited law enforcement resources on young people who pose no threat to public safety, have grown up here, and want to contribute to our country by serving in the military or going to college.
All right, what's interesting about all of that and the DREAM Act, the problem is what you're seeing with the path to citizenship through military service or college education. Should Congress say, okay, what Janet Napolitano has said, they've grown up here, they pose no threat. And what one thing I would say, how do you measure moral character? How do you measure that? How do you make sure someone is of solid stock? They have solid moral character. That'd be tough. I get the criminal background thing, of course. You can look at that. but the moral character, not so sure. But flat out, the question is, really, on the Hill, should they give the children of illegal immigrants that path that we keep talking about, amnesty, to citizenship through military or through college education? The problem that's happening is some of the fees that have been waived in state tuition-wise for illegal immigrants, and then you have people who cannot afford to pay to send their kids, they can't afford to send their kids to college, and they see, wow, well, that's great. They get a chunk of the American dream, and we get nothing. We get nothing. We got to come up with 40 grand a year to send our kid to college, and that doesn't include half of the other things you need. That's part of the problem. How do you do that and then say to the others, oh, so sorry. So sorry you weren't here illegally and didn't qualify for the college education, because that's what we're doing. That's what's happening in some states, including Texas. There's that push for Rick Perry to throw his name in on the Republican side of things to run for president. But if you look at the scorecard with Perry, he seems to come out strong in so many categories, conservative based, all of that, except for when it comes to, and because he knows he has a heavy Latino population, when it comes to illegal immigration, he has soft edges on that, including the fact that they allowed, under his watch, a bill and to pass and kick into law that illegal immigrants would get the education. So, in other words, those kids would get the education for free. That's the problem to me. That has unfair, not right, give me a break, written all over it. So, straight up, the DREAM Act will not pass. I don't think it'll pass. There will not be enough votes that say, okay, yeah, this is what we should do. Because you heard what she had to say. How can we round them up? Why would we round them up? I mean, the contributions that they can make to our society, this is the way to do this. It makes no sense to go in a different direction. What do you say, America? 800-259-5791, if you want to throw in your 2 cents. Those are my digits. I'll say them again. 800-259-5791. Interesting timing on bringing this up, because so many other things, of course, have us leaving, you know, living basically in a lurch, waiting for something to happen, the other shoe to drop with the debt ceiling and the fact that we're operating without a budget, no less, and of course a slew of other things. Great timing on throwing that out there, because this is a dance that a lot of these politicians have to do. Where do they go on the issue of illegal immigration when you have heavy Latino populations in many areas that won't take kindly to slamming immigration, that they're not being offered any kind of amnesty and what have you? 800-259-5791. We're talking that. And Casey Anthony, a wicked twist in court, next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. July 1st, 2011. Gold opened this morning at $1,491.20. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,529.18, $764.59 for a half ounce, or $382.30 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,529.18, $764.59, and $382.30.
The Constitution and the Bill of Rights have been reduced to old relics politicians ignore or trample with their outlandish, overreaching policies. Your support for the Campaign for Liberty stands in the way of this insidious process. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I have teamed up with the Campaign for Liberty to offer the authentic proof quarter-ounce pure gold coin. For only $440 plus shipping, Midas will donate $100 to this incredible organization. Help fight big government by ordering your gold coin at 800-686-2237. You get to win twice by owning gold and fighting an overreaching government. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Casey Anthony, we've been talking about this trial every week with Chris O'Donnell here on America Tonight. Casey Anthony's former fiance was on the stand and talked about a couple of things. His name was Jesse Grun. Said he had a conversation with her about her brother in 2005 and noticed that the brother, his name is Lee Anthony, was what he called standoffish, sullen, wanted to know why, and he said that Casey Anthony told him she didn't want her then newborn daughter around her brother. See, this is the thing. They paint so many bizarre pictures of the entire family. Oh, the father was abusive and the Kaylee drowned in the pool and we didn't say anything to anyone. The brother was sulking and sullen and something wasn't really right and didn't like the baby. The mother doesn't really know for sure what she saw or knew and didn't smell anything funny in the trunk of the car that could have had a decomposing body in it. It is a circus. This is why people are lining up around the courthouse to grab one of the 50 seats to this trial so they can see the constant soap opera that's going on inside. Because the defense is saying that Kaylee drowned in the family pool, it was accidental, and that Casey Anthony and her father panicked, covered it up. Of course, the father denies that. And sadly, the victim is lost in all of this, Kaylee. Her remains were found near their home, near the Anthony home. How do you explain that? So besides the fiance answering a bunch of questions, there was also a meter reader who testified because the meter reader was the one who found Kaylee's skull 30 days after she supposedly had disappeared, those remains. Ugh. What a horrible thing to see. You're just going around there reading the meters, and then that happens, and it breaks wide open this case. And it also makes you wonder, did they want people to find her? Did she want that to happen? You know, how did this thing really unfold? And we might not ever know those details. Let's say she gets convicted of it. She's not gonna confess and say what happened. So specifically what had happened to that little girl, there's all kinds of theories, but we won't know for sure. The good news is, just a couple of days ago, they found that she certainly was of sound mind and could continue on in the trial because there were three psychiatrists who examined her. So that's the good news, that she was declared competent to stand trial, to continue in the trial the way she was. And I think there is a very, very good chance that this jury, if they really pay attention to some of the evidence that's out there, that I think there's a good chance that maybe they nail her for this crime. They should. I think they should. I mean, look, if you listen to a handful of this stuff, I believe in innocent until proven guilty, but this woman is guilty as sin. Come on. I mean, it's crazy, the stuff that's happening there. All right, let's go to Sam in Montreal. Hello, Sam. You're on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney.
How you doing, gorgeous?
I'm good. How are you?
Lovely.
Good.
Okay, now, obviously, I don't know that much about the debt ceiling. Does President Obama have to go through Congress to get it?
They have to decide to raise it and to borrow some more money because we're at 14 blank blank trillion.
Oh, lovely. Okay, I just want.
And you can't default on those. I mean, you could. You default on the loans. You default on some loans, and that's not good.
No.
So the other thing you could do is pay off the interest on those loans, so then you wouldn't really default on them. They could do that. I don't think they're going to go that route, though. I think that it'll just be about borrowing more money.
Okay. And, well, this weekend, come Thursday, William and Kate are going to be coming here to Canada for a nice little official visit and all that. So the RCMP is saying, about work and security and all that. So one of their stops is going to be here in Montreal, and you're going to have the sovereigntists who are going to be demonstrating, saying, we don't need you, get out, and then they're going to be this certain name calling that I don't want to repeat about how they're English. And one of the signs I saw on a website was they called Kate an English and it began and an English whatever. I'm not going to say it.
Really?
Yeah, called her an English. It rhymes with roar.
Right.
Okay, so I mean, they checked with the RCMP and, the provincial police and their security detail, and they're figuring, it's just, hardcore, but they're not to worry about them, but still they're going to be, watched out for. And also one of their other trips is they're going to the famous Calgary Stampede. And, well, I don't know if you know this, but they've outlawed rodeos in England since about the 1930s. So, some people are saying, how dare they go there because they don't have, rodeos in England. And they're going to be animal rights activists there just to make sure that, everything's okay. And, I mean, I look to see, where here in Montreal they're going to be. And basically that part of Montreal is going to be blocked off, and it's near where Julie works. So Julie might get an unscheduled day off from work.
Oh, because, yeah, she won't be able to get there. It'd be a hassle.
Right, it'd be a hassle and a half. And from what most people are saying about them, they seem to be a nice, loving, caring, loving couple. And, of course, now they're run on hats. In all the cities they're going to, they're run on ladies' hats.
Because of the whole wedding thing and the hats.
Right,
yeah.
And And, you know, and I mean, you know, let's hope the Solventists, you know, don't ruin it. That's what I'm worried about. And they'll also be going, like, to, you know, one of the Nunavut, that's one of the territories up north. So they're going to be going from one end of the country to the other. So it's going to be interesting.
Yeah, no kidding. I saw them. I was watching Wimbledon one day, and it was the Rafa Nadal match.
Right.
And he played Juan Del Potro, and it was a good match. But anyway, they were there for that match, and they flashed the camera on them several times, and
right.
people
and
were talking to them and whatnot. They seemed normal. They looked just like a normal couple.
And the rule is, I don't know if you know this, at Wimbledon, if you're coming on, if you're at center court and you're coming on and someone's sitting in the royal box, the men have to bow and the ladies have to curtsy.
Well, no, they got rid of that. I thought they got rid of that. They in the last year or so, they decided, oh, we don't have to do that anymore, so
no,
they're not
but
doing
I mean,
it.
I mean, obviously, they have to recognize. I mean, obviously.
They recognize them, but they don't have to do that.
Right.
They used to have to do that. Even in the ceremony, the presentation, the trophy presentation,
right.
you always saw them do that, but they're not doing that now.
Yeah, well, I'm from old school, so if I ever met royalty, I would bow and Julie would curtsy.
Well, you're supposed to do that if you were to meet the queen. If you
right.
were there for some dinner,
right.
you would still do that. But
right.
I think it's the tennis. They decided that at Wimbledon, they decided they wouldn't have to do that any longer. So for some reason, they changed that tradition.
Right. So. So, you know, I mean, it's going to be an interesting few days while they're here.
Yeah, no kidding. Now you said that about the anarchists. Hopefully they don't ruin that visit and cause a lot of problems and chaos.
Yeah, you know it.
They could, though. You'll have to give us a report.
Okay.
Enjoy.
Okay.
So there you go, an update on what's happening with the royal couple going to Texas. They met Texas, Canada. They mentioned that when they were... There was a travel schedule and some of the places that they were going to try to hit in the early stages of their marriage, and Canada was on the list. So they're starting to pop up in a couple of different places. Coming up on the flip side, we're going to talk about energy with Dan Kish and what we're seeing with gasoline prices. Now they're going back down, but, you know, it's always like a roller coaster where that's headed. Also, some interesting thoughts on electric cars and comparing electric cars to petrol-filled cars, and ultimately what you pay for it, and some comparisons there. But the whole energy question in a nutshell, and why we aren't tapping into certain lands with valuable oil here in the United States. That's next, Round the Bend.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard standard mason jars are indefinitely reusable and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids. The original since 1976.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I file from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Sugar Boy called me last night. He said his girl called him. She said, can I come over? She said,
welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, coast to coast, all those nooks and crannies in between, and those all-important, my favorite, flyover states, because we just picked up a new affiliate right where I went to college in Athens, Ohio, right by Ohio University. Gives me an excuse to go back up maybe for homecoming. All right, we have been talking about this every single night, I think, for the past 2 years, probably longer than that. And now it's in our face again. What's going on with gas prices? Sky high, then drop down, then spike up again. And as I've said on the show, I think a lot of this is maneuvering, setting up for, okay, we got an election coming up, so let's tap in to the reserves, which is ridiculous. And then we see rising food costs, and that's related to energy. We know that certainly many of you listening, many of you truck drivers have called to tell us what's happened and what's happened when you're delivering food, and often the reaction for many of you when you go to the grocery store just to get a few simple things, you're just knocked off your feet by what you're paying. So here's the question. A new Bloomberg, national poll comes out, and we dissected this last week. We were talking about this, and what did the poll say as to how we are? Are we worse off under President Obama? 44% of Americans, in fact, say they're still worse off under this president. Dan Kish of the Institute for Energy Research in D.C. joining us now. Dan, always fun to have you on the show. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Kate.
All right, let's talk about gas prices now, what we're seeing. They were crazy, and they're still, you know, Chicago's got the highest gas price in the nation right now. My friends in California, they're still paying bigger bucks. But you saw the tap into the reserves, which I think we shouldn't have tapped into the reserves because look what happens when you have like a Katrina or some other catastrophe. But I think this was a little bit of a political maneuver because of the energy costs. What do you say?
It's the SPR, the Strategic Petroleum Reserve is what they called it till last week. And there are some folks who think it ought to be renamed the Sagging Pole Reserve.
Touche, I agree.
Reach in there whenever you need to, you know, put a little downward pressure on a gas price
right.
If your policies on expanding production aren't, and all things look good. Actually, it was a very strange move, Kate. I mean, clearly it was political. They did a lot of jawboning with other nations, most of the nations in Europe, and got them to release an additional amount. But it's about three quarters of what the world uses in a day. Actually, less than about two thirds of what the world uses in a day is what they are releasing over a month. It's still a lot of oil, but the fact is the pressure. A lot of this pressure has had to do with the fact that the dollar has been going down in value,
mm-hmm.
and so the price of oil has been going up.
Right.
And with what's going on in Europe right now, with Greece, the streets mm-hmm. are on fire, we look like a pretty good bet, so the dollar has strengthened a little bit, so the price of oil is going down.
Right, right.
That's what's going on. I mean, all signs in the United States point to continued lack of growth in production from federal lands, and the government has the best supplies of oil, and they won't let us get at those lands. And so ultimately, without some change in policy there, the pressure because of growing consumption, not here, in 2009 we used the same amount of oil we did, or less oil actually, than we did in 1978, despite a larger population and more wealth, but it's really China and India and all the growing economies, the people that are trying to get rich like we are, and they're doing it by using energy.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting you talk about production in the land, and that infuriates me. I think since I started doing talk, before that doing television, this was constantly a theme when I would talk to people in the oil business, when I would talk to people who were concerned about where we were headed. What is it going to take to open that up? Do you think it ever will under the Obama reign?
Probably not. I mean, they've actually gone back. We're actually in worse shape in terms of back in 2008, everybody will remember the price ran up before the election. The price ran up to $150 almost a barrel. President Bush finally lifted the presidential moratorium. While he did it, just to put this in perspective, while he did that, while he was giving the speech, the world oil price dropped by $9.26, which is more than the price drop the other day when they announced they were going to release oil from the SPR. That oil's not going to be there, but what it did is send a strong signal to markets. This administration has actually gone back on that, and we actually have the same moratorium in place for all intents and purposes that was in place in 2008 when everybody thought we lifted it. That's the actual, and then on top of that, they haven't been granting permits in the Gulf. So, you know, every policy this administration has made about expanding supplies or the use of our own domestic resources has been just in the opposite. Make it more expensive so that people will use the alternatives that we prefer, the political alternatives that we prefer, which are much more expensive than these products.
Yeah. You know, another thing, when we talk about fuel costs and going back to that and energy, you see that the continued pushing and shoving over the tax breaks and talking about the Democrats, who I always think are going to go back to this space, even if they back off for a few days or have meetings at the White House or whatever. But there is definitely a move afoot to slash any of the breaks, any of the tax breaks for some of the biggest oil firms. And it's easy to rally the troops of people who don't realize that, and they hear that and say, yeah, they made so much money, absolutely. I heard what they were saying. But the problem is that actually hurts fuel costs that much more, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is the oldest game in the book, Kate. I mean, you know, companies don't really pay taxes. Consumers pay the taxes that are levied on companies. Politicians like to say they're taxing business, but really what you're taxing are two things. You're taxing the consumer or you're taxing jobs, because what will happen is if we increase taxes on the production of oil in the United States, which is what this is all about, this tax doesn't apply to Venezuelan oil. It doesn't apply to Middle Eastern oil. It doesn't apply to oil from anywhere, except for the United States. So basically what we're saying is we're going to tax you more if you produce oil in the United States and employ people in the United States than we would if you produce it somewhere else. Number one, those taxes for the production they will make just go up. The price of the product they make just goes up because they pass it right on. And number two, they look for somewhere else to spend their money and take their jobs and their drilling rigs, as they've done with at least 8 rigs in the Gulf of Mexico, which are basically energy factories. These are $750 million energy factories, and we've moved, because of their policies, at least 8 so far, to foreign shores and taken with them all that economic activity it would have created.
Yeah. And what would it take to bring it back? not slashing those tax breaks.
Yeah, that's... Well, honestly, I mean, any of us who fill out our tax forms think, wouldn't it be a lot easier if this were simpler? We didn't have all these various deductions and credits, and it's
sure.
Just a hobgoblin of special interest. On the one hand, they want to increase on the energy that actually is cost effective, that has in essence driven our economy. And same time, he's dumped $80 billion. Into his green jobs energy programs, which have created, according to them, 225,000 jobs. That's about 350K a job. So that's pretty good from where I come from. That's a pretty good job. So it's not going to ultimately, these are not good policies for the country. It just means we import more and oil and export more jobs.
Yeah. And the green movement, forget about it. The electric car, because the electric car was really killed years ago anyway, and there's not charging stations, and there's a slew of things wrong with that, and it costs a fortune for an electric car.
Well, I mean, the government, I think it's $41,000 for a Chevy Volt.
Mm-hmm.
You'll get about, if you're lucky, you'll get 70 miles. On a day like today in Washington where it's 90 degrees, you'd have to run the air. Cut that in about half, and then you have to plug it in for hours.
Right,
6 or 7 hours to get a full charge. I don't know that. We actually have been playing around with at the Institute for Energy Research. I had some people look up for me whether it would be, you could go further with the Pony Express, which used to go 250 miles per day by switching horses and riders, or in a Nissan Leaf. And we determined that you could go further on horseback with the Pony Express
than you could.
Than you could by driving, recharging, driving, recharging. So there you go. Back to the future.
Yeah, back to the future. Yeah, I agree with you. It doesn't work, but I love the analogy. I'm glad that you looked that up. Always fun to have you on the show. We never know what we're going to learn. Dan Kish of the Institute for Energy Research in Washington, D.C. Don't be a stranger. We'll talk to you hopefully soon.
Anytime, Kate. It's great to hear your voice, and have a great fourth.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
235 years ago, our forefathers signed the Declaration of Independence to escape tyranny and oppression. Today, there is a need to reinforce that declaration. What can we do to protect our health as a nation and in our homes from those who wish to control the quality of our air and water? To find out, you need to visit airandaqua.com right now or call 612-767-2777. You will receive a free copy of our Constitution, a newsletter, and bonus items. Air and Aqua.com. Purify your life today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name's John, and I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendovite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now, and my doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendovite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendovite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Richie was a young boy. He had a heart of stone. Lived there to find
If you were thinking of making it to one of those space shuttle launches, you better hurry up. July 8th. That is the start of the final space shuttle mission and the end of the shuttle program, of course. It's scuttled. They've scuttled the shuttle. So whether it will actually take off that day, it's going to be in and around that time. It's a 12-day mission. It's actually the 135th and the final flight of that program. Atlantis will, what a job, will dump off some spare parts and some other supplies to the International Space Station to help that lab going. Also, they're going to fly an experimental rig to test tools and some other things. All sounds pretty boring, doesn't it? Standard stuff. To work on techniques to robotically refuel satellites in space. That's kind of cool. Because I always wonder that. How do they do that? And after it's done, NASA is going to temporarily use the Russians to hitch a ride. Doesn't that sound so ridiculous? Hello, Russia. We have a couple of astronauts we want to get up to the space station. Can you accommodate? Oh, certainly. Certainly, comrades. Bring them over here. How much are we getting charged for the hitching a ride? Somewhere, someplace. A lot of people are rolling over in their graves right now. Oh, so this is the last one. Like I said, the 8th. And hopefully that goes off without a hitch, and we'll see ultimately what some of the directions that NASA takes. Lots of conversation, but, you know, it's all about the money. A lot of people jumping off the the spacecraft, if you will. Mark Kelly, one of those guys who was an astronaut forever and a day, but he was part of the whole shuttle thing. And he, of course, is the husband of Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords. Makes sense that he would retire from that and then go on to some other things. But he's not the only one, and it's not just astronauts. There are other people behind the scenes, a lot of engineers and people that a lot of people worked on the space shuttle, and they're not all being moved to other projects within NASA. One of my favorite things to do is check the mail every day because this is such a bright audience and so, so clever. So you have written me, once again, an embarrassment of riches when it comes to the pros, the wordsmiths you are out there, and frankly, just overflowing the bag of mail. So without further ado, let's head to the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you. I do have mail. So I just gave that big build-up about what an incredibly intelligent audience this was. And then I got this email from Larry who says, "Yo, Kate, Lady Gaga, better than Madonna or Madonna Lite? What do you think?" That's a loaded question because Lady Gaga has really captured the imagination of the millennials, people under 30, but also some people over 30, and she tries to connect with her fans and is a little crazy and does some outlandish things, which kind of reminds you of Madonna and the way she would dress and the different eras that she went through. But the one thing about Gaga that's different from Madonna is she's an truly a talented musician. She is an incredible pianist and has that kind of a background. So she has more of a music, pure music background than Madonna did. Now, I'd say she has the chance to go the distance like Madonna. I don't think she's Madonna-like. I think that she's the opposite because of the fact that she can, more than the piano, she can play a couple instruments and she's classically trained. So I'll give her credit for that. Where she takes the act and, you know, where is she in 10 years? Does she have the legs of Madonna, who into her 50s is still drawing crowds? That remains to be seen. So we move on from that very important question to something completely unrelated and very different from that, to crib safety. And we actually have not talked about that on America Tonight. But this one comes to us from Jane, who says she's listening to us down under. And the question is this. Jane says, "America Tonight, I have a question about some of these cribs that are sold in the United States. What's going on with that? The drop-sided cribs, I read something about it some time ago while I was vacationing, that they can no longer be even manufactured. Is that true? And maybe I missed this, but what is the problem with that?" Well, the problem with it is that the cribs, kids were dying in those cribs. And what they've done is they're banning them because of that, so that where, you know, what happens is the side rail can be raised and lowered, so they can't be sold or any of that kind of stuff. And they're going to do this testing for the mattresses, for the durability and all of that, because that was part of the problem. The mattresses were getting stuck. And certainly you don't want to have a baby. If one baby dies, that's too many. So starting, I guess, this week sometime, all new cribs in stores have to be compliant with that, with the handrails. They can't have that. And what's happened is, I mean, sadly, there were babies that suffocated in the middle of the night because their head would get caught between the side rail and the headboard. And that's just awful. Since 2000, the statistics were something like 30-plus infant suffocations and strangulations were directly associated with that whole drop side crib thing. And because of that, there have been massive recalls. And that's a good thing. They shouldn't be manufactured. One is too many. You go out and you look at a crib and you go and buy a crib, you have no idea. Then your kid dies because you just happen to choose that particular brand. That makes no sense. And I think it's a good thing that they ultimately have decided to extend the standards and ban them. Makes sense. Okay, here's one from Fred who says, I was listening to America Tonight, and I heard you mention something about the DREAM Act. It's so hard to comment on this one, Kate, because in one sense, you know, there's some good kids out there, and they deserve a chance. But on the other hand, when you look at what kids whose families are from here, grew up here, are being denied in some cases, you're right, it doesn't seem fair. There is no true winners, I think, in this one. And if I had a vote on it, I still think I would vote against the DREAM Act, but I would do it with a heavy heart. Well, they haven't been able to do anything on immigration reform since the president stepped into office, because remember, that was one of the things he said he was going to handle. And part of the problem is this dance you do around the voter population, depending on where we're talking about. Certainly for senators and Congress people, for the president, you'd be looking at all of it. But it's like Senator Dick Durbin said, you know, he's from his point of view, he's asking some of the others to consider what's going on with the young people because they're in this twilight zone and it's not their fault. That is true. It isn't their fault. They are caught in a weird in the middle of this because they were because of their parents. So there's some compelling arguments you could make to have something similar to the DREAM Act, but I just can't go there. Senator John Cornyn of Texas says, look, there should be comprehensive immigration reforms, and it means stronger border security. Why do we have to focus on one thing like pushing through the DREAM Act, and why don't we talk about these other things? Because we have a broken system, and he's right. That's the problem. It's a broken system. Visa overstays, lack of workforce enforcement of people who are here illegally, border security is a mess. It's a nightmare. And the DREAM Act isn't going to fix that.
I'm stupid. You're smart.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.